From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is City Hall Hustle. I'm your host, Wells Dunbar. There is no city council meeting this week. Instead, council watchers were treated to Mayor Lee Leffingwell's State of the City address, delivered at a Real Estate Council of Austin luncheon on Tuesday. Owing in part to Austin's good fortune, the State of the City speech is traditionally a rosy affair, full of economic achievements, and that was certainly the case this time.
Austin, Texas is today, I think without question, one of the most widely admired and most emulated cities in America.
But Mayor Leffingwell also used the occasion to champion a couple big initiatives. First was for what he calls an innovation district to accompany UT's new medical school and Seton's new teaching hospital. The center, he says, would focus on medical research and development. The location? The northeast corner of downtown Austin.
Essentially in the Capitol complex. And I know that they're looking very hard at trying to redevelop some of that land for a profitable purpose to monetize some of their assets, and we want to help them do that.
Urban rail has proved to be a recurring theme in Leffingwell's four State of the City addresses, and this year was no different. As he has in years past, the mayor called for a vote on urban rail, this time before he leaves office in 2014. While Leffingwell won't be running once Austin switches to single-member districts next year, he offered a defense of the way the city does business, including Austin's involvement in Formula One. He called the event everything that most supporters hoped and nothing that most opponents feared.
Of course, that's the thing about Austinites. They all know exactly what they think we should be doing to keep Austin special, and they all know they could be doing a better job of it than the mayor is.
This is City Hall Hustle on KUTnews.org. I'm Wells Dunbar. Well, the mayor covered a lot of ground in his State of the City address, and joining us to help unpack all that is Mike Kanan with City Hall Newsletter, In Fact Daily.
Hi there.
So let's get right into it. One of the big takeaways was a call for urban rail, which, if you've seen a State of the City address before, you may have had somewhat of a Groundhog Day moment. This isn't the first time the mayor has made this pronouncement. What's different about this year, in your opinion?
Well, there are a number of things. I think, for starters, the focus that the federal government's starting to put on affordable housing in conjunction with federal dollars for rail, this could serve as a real kickstarter for affordable housing in the city. You know, we didn't get the bond that they had hoped for, $73 million in November. And this could be a backdoor. So that's one thing. You might see more support from folks who hope to use it as an affordable housing punch.
And another call we saw from the mayor was for a innovation district to be centered in the Capitol complex, basically as an addendum to Seton's new teaching hospital and UT's new medical school. Interesting timing on that front because the council has been deliberating just what role the city should play with the Texas Facilities Commission, who may have a role in redeveloping those lands.
There's certainly some folks on the council who'd rather stay far clear of the TFC and any controversy it has up at the Capitol. Obviously, the Innovation District is more foggy than anything right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's something that would be connected with the new medical school I think the mayor said it would mirror something like Kendall Square in Boston, where you have a whole bunch of biotech firms clustered around MIT. Certainly sounds great, but like you said, probably want to stay out of the TFC controversy.
Let's switch from one speech to another. At the city council's last meeting, Councilmember Bill Spellman pulled an item he had brought that would have allowed up to four lobbyists to serve on a commission overseeing a rewrite of Austin's land development code, giving a quite impassioned 7-minute speech illustrating the reason he brought it forward in the first place. It's my understanding, Mike, that you've done some reporting on the role politics and the 2014 mayoral race may already be playing.
I have a story coming out in this week's Chronicle that talks a little bit about the 2014 mayor's race. And I think lurking in the background sort of and the Spellman lobbyist thing was perhaps the ambitions of a few council members. We've heard a lot at In Fact, and you know, I imagine other people have too, that council members Martinez and Morrison and Mayor Pro Tem Cole are all thinking about running for the mayor's spot in 2014. we also hear that Representative Mark Strom may want to get in, and you'll see him quoted in the story on Thursday, saying that he's considering it, but that considering means considering and nothing more. Of course, he can't really say anything until he's I can't remember what the exact timeline is, but he can't say anything until he's really going to get in, because he'd have to give up his seat at the state legislature if he did. But it's certainly going to be more interesting as we get closer to race time. But as I think we say in the story, the fuse is lit. Two, three months after the election?
Well, thank you very much. Mike Cannon is with City Hall newsletter In Fact Daily and is a freelancer with the Austin Chronicle. We'll be looking forward to reading that feature when we see it this Thursday. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hope to see you all soon.
Until next time, I'm Wells Dunbar, and this is City Hall Hustle.